Hi everyone, this is Mrs. Deal reading chapters 4 and 5 from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Chapter 4, The Secret Workers. The next evening, Grandpa Joe went on with his story. "You see, Charlie," he said, "not so very long ago, there used to be thousands of people working in Mr. Willy Wonka's factory. Then one day, all of a sudden, Mr. Wonka had to ask every single one of them to leave, to go home, never to come back." "But why?" asked Charlie. "Because of spies."
"Spies?"
"Yes. All the other chocolate makers, you see, had begun to grow jealous of the wonderful candies that Mr. Wonka was making, and they started sending in spies to steal his secret recipes. The spies took jobs in the Wonka factory, pretending that they were ordinary workers, and while they were there, each of them found out exactly how a certain special thing was made." "And did they go back to their own factories and tell?" asked Charlie.
"They must have," answered Grandpa Joe,
"because soon after that, Fickle Gruber's factory started making an ice cream that would never melt, even in the hottest sun. And then Mr. Prodnose's factory came out with a chewing gum that never lost its flavor, however much you chewed it. And then Mr. Slugworth's factory began making candy balloons that you could blow up to huge sizes before you popped them with a pin and gobbled them up. And so on and so on. And Mr. Willy Wonka tore his beard and shouted, 'This is terrible! I shall be ruined! There are spies everywhere! I shall have to close the factory!'"
"But he didn't do that," Charlie said.
"Oh, yes, he did. He told all the workers that he was sorry, but they would have to go home. Then he shut the main gates and fastened them with a chain. And suddenly, Wonka's giant chocolate factory became silent and deserted. The chimneys stopped smoking, the machines stopped whirring, and from then on, not a single chocolate or candy was made. Not a soul went in or out, and even Mr. Willy Wonka himself disappeared completely." "Months and months went by," Grandpa Joe went on, "but still the factory remained closed, and everybody said, 'Poor Mr. Wonka, he was so nice, and he made such marvelous things.' But he's finished now. It's all over." And then something astonishing happened. One day, early in the morning, thin columns of white smoke were seen to be coming out of the tops of the tall chimneys of the factory. People in the town stopped and stared. "What's going on?" they cried. "Someone's lit the furnaces. Mr. Wonka must be opening up again." They ran to the gates, expecting to see them wide open and Mr. Wonka standing there to welcome his workers back. But no, the great iron gates were still locked and chained as securely as ever, and Mr. Wonka was nowhere to be seen. "But the factory is working," the people shouted. "Listen, you can hear the machines. They're all whirring again. And you can smell the smell of melting chocolate in the air." Grandpa Joe leaned forward and laid a long, bony finger on Charlie's knee, and he said softly, "But most mysterious of all, Charlie, were the shadows in the windows of the factory. The people standing on the street outside could see small, dark shadows moving about behind the frosted glass windows."
"Shadows of whom?" said Charlie quickly.
"That's exactly what everybody else wanted to know." "The place is full of workers," the people shouted, "but nobody's gone in. The gates are locked. It's crazy. Nobody ever comes out either." "But there was no question at all," said Grandpa Joe, "that the factory was running and has gone on running ever since for these last 10 years. What's more, the chocolates and candies it's been turning out have become more fantastic and delicious all the time. And of course, now, when Mr. Wonka invents some new and wonderful candy, neither Mr. Ficklegrubber, nor Mr. Prodnose, nor Mr. Slugworth, nor anybody else is able to copy it. No spies can go into the factory to find out how it is made."
"But Grandpa, who?" cried Charlie.
"Who is Mr. Wonka using to do all the work in the factory?"
"Nobody knows, Charlie."
"But that's absurd. Hasn't someone asked Mr. Wonka?"
"Nobody sees him anymore. He never comes out. The only things that come out of that place are chocolates and candies. They come out through a special trap door in the wall, all packed and addressed, and they are picked up every day by post office trucks."
"But Grandpa, what sort of people are they that work in there?"
"My dear boy," said Grandpa Joe, "that is one of the great mysteries of the chocolate making world. We know only one thing about them. They are very small. The faint shadows that sometimes appear behind the windows, especially late at night when the lights are on, are those of tiny people, people no taller than my knee."
"There aren't any such people," Charlie said.
Just then, Mr. Bucket, Charlie's father, came into the room. He was home from the toothpaste factory and he was waving an evening newspaper rather excitedly.
"Have you heard the news?" he cried.
He held up the paper so that they could see the huge headline. The headline said,
"Wonka Factory to be open at last to lucky few."
Chapter 5, The Golden Tickets. "You mean people are actually going to be allowed to go inside the factory?" cried Grandpa Joe. "Read us what it says, quickly."
"All right," said Mr. Bucket, smoothing out the newspaper. "Listen.
Ebening Bulletin. Mr. Willy Wonka, the candy-making genius whom nobody has seen for the last 10 years, sent out the following notice today. I, Willy Wonka, have decided to allow 5 children, just 5, mind you, and no more, to visit my factory this year. These lucky 5 will be shown around personally by me, and they will be allowed to see all the secrets and the magic of my factory. Then, at the end of the tour, as a special present, all of them will be given enough chocolates and candies to last them for the rest of their lives. So watch out for the golden tickets. 5 golden tickets have been printed on golden paper, and these 5 golden tickets have been hidden underneath the ordinary wrapping paper of 5 ordinary candy bars. These 5 candy bars may be anywhere, in any shop, in any street, in any town, in any country in the world, upon any counter where Wonka's candies are sold. And the 5 lucky finders of these 5 golden tickets are the only ones who will be allowed to visit my factory and see what it's like now inside. Good luck to you all and happy hunting. Signed, Willy Wonka.
The man's dotty, muttered Grandma Josephine.
He's brilliant, cried Grandpa Joe. He's a magician. Just imagine what will happen now. The whole world will be searching for those golden tickets. Everyone will be buying Wonka's candy bars in the hopes of finding one. He'll sell more than ever before. Oh, how exciting it would be to find one. And all the chocolate and candies that you could eat for the rest of your life. Free, said Grandpa George. Just imagine that.
They'd have to deliver them in a trunk, said Grandma Georgina.
It makes me quite ill to think of it, said Grandma Josephine.
Nonsense, cried Grandpa Joe. Wouldn't it be something,
Charlie, to open a bar of candy and see a golden ticket glistening inside?
It certainly would, Grandpa, but there isn't a hope, Charlie said sadly. I only get 1 bar a year.
You never know, darling, said Grandma Georgina. It's your birthday next week. You have as much chance as anybody else.
I'm afraid that simply isn't true, said Grandpa George. The kids who are going to find the golden tickets are the ones who can afford to buy candy bars every day. Our Charlie gets only 1 a year. There isn't a hope.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the book.